find other. Virtual fixation. MP3 is just like this one at www.msdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA.com. Virtual fixation. Now, I want you to get comfortable in that nice, big, easy chair while I set up the computer. Thank you for volunteering for our little experiment. You did volunteer, didn't you? Yes, of course you did. I know it's very warm down here in the basement lab. All this high-tech equipment puts out so much heat. That's why I'm in just a skimpy halter top and tight cut-off jeans. I just never seem to be able to cool off anymore. I have to keep brushing back my long blonde hair because it sticks to my neck. I can tell you feel it too. You are so warm. A little bit sweaty. But that's okay, baby. That just makes it easier to attach these electrodes to make a good electrical contact on your wrists, on your ankles, and over your heart. Your skin is so warm. Now, hold still. The psychology department wants me to make sure I collaborate the polygraph before we begin to make sure we're getting a good signal. So I'm going to ask you a simple question, and I want you to answer yes. Do you remember our previous session? Of course, that's a lie. We didn't have a previous session, did we? Or perhaps you don't remember. I'm just teasing, of course. My name is Daisy. It's okay. Reach out and shake my hand. I'm going to be your guide during this plunge into virtual reality. I see you like looking at my soft, smooth thighs. Oh. Don't worry, I'm trained to notice things like this. A little flick of the eyes when you're looking down, and then force yourself to look up again. You're trying to be polite. I know. You're trying to look at my face while I'm talking to you. But every time I turn away and adjust something on a console, you're staring at my butt. Oh, how do I know? Well, look up at the ceiling, baby. There's a camera up there, just above you, and a little one to your side. Your every glance is on video and being recorded. Aw, it's okay, baby. I don't mind. Let me give you a little treat and wiggle my ass a couple of times. Oh, the polygraph never lies. Look at all those waves. You're enjoying this, aren't you? I think you're going to be a very good subject. A very cooperative subject, aren't you, darling? Oh, do you mind if I call you darling? Well, the next thing I need to do is put these goggles on you. They have to be put on just right, so I hope you don't mind if I do it. I'll just slide them down over the top of your head. Yes, they're a little tight at first. Let me adjust things. There. Comfortable? Good. It's important that you feel comfortable. That's why the chair is like one of those chairs dentists use. All soft cushions and a little pillow on your headrest. Let me adjust that for you, so you can lean back and let your head sink down into the little pillow, so your body can sink down into the soft, comfortable chair. So soft, so relaxing. That's right. Just let your mind drift while I start the program. The goggles are beginning to go darker and darker, like I'm turning the room lights down low with a dimmer switch. But that's just part of the gentle transition from seeing this room to seeing virtual reality. You're beginning to see a sort of fog, swirling clouds of colors, of blue and green, and tiny sparkles of red. Just random floating colors. Not real images yet. Just sink deeper into the soft chair while I slip a pair of the headphones over your ears. Nice and soft. Yes, you can hear my voice through the earpieces, just as clear as if they weren't there at all. Can you hear it? There's a low, quiet, rushing noise, like waves at the beach. Rushing in and rushing back out. So slow and gentle, so relaxing. You continue to relax as the images in your eyes grow darker and darker, like twilight falling over the early evening sky at the seashore. You can look up above the horizon and see pretty pink clouds fading to purple against a darkening blue sky. Take a deep breath. You can taste the salty air and smell the seaweed and the faint trace of smoke from a bonfire somewhere up the beach. Seagulls call to each other and their cries grow quiet as the clouds fade to a dark gray. As the stars begin to come out and they twinkle in the night sky, listen to the gentle rushing of waves while you sink down deeper into the soft twilight. Like on a warm summer night, you welcome the cool breeze blowing over your skin. You can feel me slipping a glove over each one of your hands. And suddenly, you feel the breeze blowing between your fingers. So cool, so relaxing, as you watch the sky darken and the clouds slowly disappear into the blackness of the night. So restful, so quiet. Feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into the chair, just as if you had a soft, comfortable hammock by the beach, lying down and swaying gently in the pleasant evening breeze, swinging slowly left and right, left and right, while you look up into the night sky and drop deeper into a nice, restful sleep, deeper, dropping deep, deep down, swinging slowly back and forth, listening to my voice, deeper and deeper, and listening to my beautiful voice. You like listening to my voice. You find yourself waiting. Waiting for my next word. Waiting and hoping to hear me again. Soon. After that, because your mind feels so empty. Without my words. Without my voice. Deeper and deeper, while the night sky slowly changes to a warm velvet black and the stars begin to shimmer and twinkle in the sky, tiny distant points of light flickering and glittering overhead. Go on, reach up with your hand. Reach up and touch one of those stars. You can feel it. You can curl your fingers around one of those tiny blue points of light, like it was a diamond in the sky. Feel the edges of the star, like a jewel, the tiny hard facets and sharp little points. And when you touch it, ting, you hear a tiny sound like a bell, so high and gentle, because the star likes to be touched. Yes, the star likes you caressing it with your fingers. It feels so good to hear me tell you these things. Things you never knew about stars, about the dark night. Every star has a smell. Did you know that? Well, every star has its own separate perfume. And when you're touching a star, if you open your mouth and inhale deeply, you can smell the star. You can taste it. Go ahead. Reach up to the bright blue star overhead. Touch it. Feel it sparkling against your fingers. Now open your mouth and inhale deeply. Yes, it tastes so sweet. It smells like peppermint. And this big red star over here, it feels like a ruby. Ding. And it smells like cinnamon. Now, I want you to put your hands down and simply relax. Relax deeper and deeper into the softness of the chair, into the softness of my voice. Deeper and deeper. Your mind is beginning to feel fuzzy, like when you first fall asleep. All of your thoughts are becoming scattered, like the cool ocean breeze is blowing through them, blowing through your mind and scattering your thoughts. You cannot remember anything from one moment to the next, because the cool ocean breeze blows your thoughts away, blows your memories away. Can you see the tiny light on the horizon, like a boat in the distance, floating gently up and down on the water? You do not remember what I was talking about a moment ago. And when you try to remember, you see that tiny boat on the horizon, its lights rising up and down. You do not remember how you got so deep into this quiet place inside your mind. Your thoughts so scattered, as if by breeze. They float away from your brain, like a boat on the horizon, like tiny dandelion seeds in a gentle wind. Your memories are caught by the wind, and they float away. They float up into the sky, tumbling and flying, growing smaller and smaller with every second. Only my voice remains. Only my voice remains in your empty mind. Daisy's voice. Mistress Daisy's voice. So sweet, so juicy. I want you to look into the goggles. You do remember the goggles, don't you? And see yourself through the video camera up high in the ceiling. Look down on the person sitting in that big dentist chair. Eyes covered with goggles, head covered with headphones, and hands in soft brown leather gloves. You can see wires trailing from the gloves, all different colors, yellow and blue and red, all different color wires. They extend from the wrists of the gloves, down the side of the chair, and across the floor to a big computer console with little flashing lights. Look, when the person feels something, you see those gloved hands move. You can see the person's fingers gliding over a virtual smooth surface, as if you were petting a kitten. Yes, you can see the kitten in your goggles, small, furry, and gray. Your hands glide gently over the kitty's ears. You can hear her meow and push her head against the palm of your hand, enjoying your touch. Such a cute little kitty. You can feel her soft, silky fur and look into her big yellow eyes when she opens them. Meow. Are you going to pet her again? She wants you to touch her. Look down to the camera. You can see me from behind, walking toward you in my tight shorts and halter top, my blonde hair swaying. You see me pick up the kitty from your lap and set her down on the floor near a big bowl of milk. See me climb up and take her place, sitting in your lap, facing you, my sexy bottom resting over your crotch, straddling you with my soft, smooth thighs on either side of you and so close to your gloved fingers. Go ahead and yes. Go ahead and touch me. Slide your hands up and down over my soft, smooth legs, over the fronts of my thighs, along the sides and up to where your hands can cup my soft, warm ass. You can feel me, can't you? Even though you see me from far overhead, sitting on your lap, you can feel your hands sliding up and down over my smooth, warm skin. Outside yourself, inside yourself. Touching me, staring at me from overhead, from behind. Your mistress. Your mistress, Daisy. And now watch as I hold a little remote controller and press a button. Your view begins to change. It's as if the camera is moving down from the ceiling, down to eye level, down to where your head is, and swiveling around so that you're facing me, just as if the camera has come down and emerged with your own eyes, so you can look directly into my face, framed by my long blonde hair, so you can look into my sky blue eyes and see me smile. I love the feel of your hands on my legs. I know you want to slide your hands up between my thighs and rub your thumb over the crotch of my tight jeans. Slide your fingers up and down, around in little circles, and get me hot for you. You want to get me hot, baby. I know. I'm already hot. I love the way this virtual reality experiment is turning you on. It's turning me on. You love the feel of me sitting in your lap, and you want to touch me and rub me and fuck me. Yes, I know. And while I've got you here so deep, so hot and aroused, I'd like to do a little experiment of my own just to see what happens. You don't mind, do you? Of course not. That's why I brought this orange and this little paring knife. Oh, don't worry about that other thing. Just look at the orange. Let me hold it up to your face so you can see it up close. So round, so bright and shiny. Go ahead, touch it. Run your hand over the rough surface and smell the sour tang of the citrus so close to your face. Kiss it. Go ahead, kiss my orange. Feel the tiny ridges and bumps on the orange peel against your lips. That's right, darling. You want to do everything I tell you because it's just so hot. Doing what I say gets you so hot. Just like me wiggling in your lap. Now watch closely as I take this orange and I make it cut with the paring knife from the top to the bottom. Oh, you can smell it, can't you? You can smell the sweet scent of oranges. Oranges from sunny Florida. Only the best oranges. And now I make another cut. Top to and bottom. Pull out a wedge from the sweet, juicy orange. Inhale the fragrance of Daisy's orange. And look at it. Look at the orange with the wedge removed. Just a little slit spread wide open. All sweet and juicy inside. Rub your hand up and down my smooth thighs while you stare into my wet dripping orange. Oh, I think it's dripping juice on your lap. Sweet, sunny orange. Would you like to taste it? Would you like to taste my sweet orange? Feel me press the open slit against your face. Feel your nose press against the top of the slit while you thrust your tongue deep inside. Feeling the soft flesh sucking out my juices. Swallow. You want more. You want to lick and suck me more. You have a strong craving for orange juice. For oranges and for the color orange. Every time you see an orange, you think of Daisy. Daisy's oranges on a sunny day. Every time you smell an orange, you think of me. Every time you read the word orange, you think of me. Your Mistress Daisy, with my soft, smooth thighs and my sky blue eyes. Like the bright blue sky on a sunny day. And you want to please me. You want to do anything I ask of you. Because you find yourself getting so horny when you think of oranges. When you see the color orange and you realize orange things are everywhere. They are all around you. Not a day goes by without you seeing an orange, hearing the word orange, touching and smelling and tasting oranges. And it makes you want to come right back here with me sitting on your lap. Rubbing your hands up and down my thighs while I press my little pussy against your crotch. Good baby. Push your thumbs in under the edges of my cutoffs. See how high you can run your hands up my legs. Can you get your hands inside the legs of my shorts? Can you feel my naked ass wiggling against your fingers, against the palm of your hand? Orange juice in your mouth, in your hands, inside my pants. And you want to do anything I say. Because all I have to do is stand up and walk away. Is that what I should do? Should I stand up? Pull your hands out of my pants? Take my soft, wet orange away from your tongue? Should I? Or Are you going to obey me, Orange? Whenever I say the word Orange, you will obey the next command I give you. Instantly, automatically, like a robot. I don't need you to remember why. I don't want you to remember why. In fact, I want you to forget this MP3. Forget it completely, as if you never heard it. Orange, forget everything in this recording, but the effect still remains. The word orange is so strong, you always think of Daisy when you hear it. The smell of oranges, the color orange, make you need to listen to this MP3 again. You listen again, and again, and again. Helpless to stop yourself because the oranges force you to obey. They force you to listen to my voice and to crave to hear me again. Every time you listen to my orange, listen to Daisy's orange. Listen to Mistress Daisy's voice. Every time the power of my voice penetrates even deeper into your mind. Even deeper, Orange. Has you addicted to hearing my voice? You don't need to know why. And every time you try to remember, you realize that you don't need to know. Like the tiny boat out on the horizon, its light bobbing up and down in the twilight. You don't know who is on the boat. You don't care who's on the boat. You don't care whose boat it is. You just know that the light looks pretty, bobbing up and down on top of the water, far away on the horizon, so sleepy. The color, the cool breeze of the beach flows through your fingers and makes you so relaxed. Breathe slowly now. Smell the distant bonfire from somewhere up the beach and relax. Just breathe slowly and relax. Look at the distant light on the horizon, so far away you can't even tell what color it is, yellow, or pink, or orange. You will forget everything you heard on this MP3, so you will want to listen to it again, and every time will feel like the first time, Orange. You simply won't remember, Orange. Now relax, as everything grows dark and quiet. You no longer smell anything or feel any weight on your lap. You can feel the quiet whisper of the fans, keeping the equipment cool. Even though the lap is so warm, you can see the room again and me over at the computer console. Just relax here while I fade out the video, the audio, even the sense of touch. Thank you. You have been a very good experimental subject. Yes, you suddenly feel numb. Your skin is tingling, and your ears are ringing a little. It's all right. This will fade in a few minutes. Just relax while I walk over to you and slip the gloves off of your hands. While I remove the headphones and the big goggles, just relax and drift. You may find yourself needing to go to sleep. As soon as this experiment is done, you will stand up from your chair. Here, take my hand. Let me help you. Stand and walk. You won't remember much of what happened. You may not remember anything at all. But you know that you'd like to volunteer for an experiment. Come down to the lab and volunteer after you've had a nap. After you've gotten a good night's sleep.